Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Remember playing Midwest and Friday nights all night long? Did you know you were writing history? The evolution of Midwest has received warm responses from Midwest players and black history enthusiasts across the USA. The evolution of Midwest is an authoritative book containing the most comprehensive information ever published on the subject. It's now available at RonaldLAllen.com. The book covers every aspect of the game, from its origin and growth period to its international expansion. Get your autographed copy at RonaldLAllen.com today. Sit down tonight with friends to a game of Midwest. Visit RonaldLAllen.com today.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Listen to Tracy E. Lewis on Fridays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for the inside story on real estate investment. Coming up on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. is Diana Long with Art and Social Justice Issues. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., listen to Akeem Ugle with News 4, the passive real estate investor. Listen to CBBM Business Journals Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. and listen to The Tough Questions noon with host Sonia Cassandra Perdue. Visit us at Chicago's, the Chicago with an S, Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. To be a sponsor, give us a call at 773-609-2226. To sponsor an upcoming episode, call us at 773-609-2226. Thank you.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Would you like to learn something new and exciting? Have you always had an interest in a subject but didn't want to spend a fortune going back to school? The Chicago Learning Center is the place for you. Learn about real estate, the stock market. Learn to be a voiceover artist. If you like to dance, there are classes on salsa and merengue. Interested in preparing a meal for your family? If so, CLC has cooking and baking classes. Want to know the ins and outs of being a handyman? Yeah. Uh-huh. CLC has that, too, and much more. The Chicago Learning Center. Take a class. Relax. Treat yourself. No grades. No tests. Just fun. The Chicago Learning Center. 773-891-1999. That's the Chicago Learning Center. Call today. 773-891-1999.
From the Grammys, the NAACP Image Awards, the Oscars, and Fashion Week, Lady Ease is here to shape your curves and comfort. The My New Shapewear Collection is designed especially for women of color. Embrace your curves and look shapely and smooth in everything that you wear, from capris to work attire to that red carpet gown. Visit MyNews.com to choose your style and your color. You'll find My New Shapewear in Honolulu, Los Angeles, New York, and online at MyNews.com. Brown Beauties, your best shape is yet to come at MyNews.com.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Listen to Tracy E. Lewis on Fridays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for the inside story on...
Let me tell you about the Peace Parks of North London project. We are creating a peace park from a vacant lot, one part of the park at a time, one weekend at a time. We are volunteers wanting to make a difference. The park will be for the people of Chicago, especially the residents of North London. Would you like to help? If you would like to find out more about the Peace Parks of North London project, or would like to find out about volunteering for this project, please email contact at urbanartretreat.com. contact at urbanartreat.com and indicate which Saturday at noon you can attend orientation to learn all about the project. You may call and leave a message at 773-542-9126 if you don't have access to the internet. Leave your name, phone number, and the day you wish to attend orientation. We are all volunteers working on this amazing project. We look forward to meeting you.
Hey there, this is Diana Long, and we're here again. It's Wednesday, and we're talking about art and social justice issues. Today, we have Ebony Davis with us. Ebony, are you there on the line?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, Ebony. So, Ebony Davis, would you mind if I asked you first a little bit about your background for our listeners' interest?
Sure.
Okay, I'm wondering, are you from Chicago originally?
No, I'm not originally from Chicago. I'm originally from Central Illinois.
Okay, so where did you grow up, and how many siblings do you have?
So I grew up in Kewaunee, Illinois. It's a very small rural town, about, let's say, 150 miles from Chicago. And I have a lot of siblings on my father's side. I have, there's about 13 of us, and then on my mother's side, I have a younger sister and brother.
Oh, so you're used to sharing, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I grew up in rural America. Would you consider it rural where you grew up?
Oh, it's absolutely rural. So a lot of cornfields. But my town is actually the hog capital of the world, and we have a hog calling contest every year in September around Labor Day. And I was about 3 or 4 years old, I was actually in the Hog Day Parade as one of the contestants for the Tiny Tots contest. So, yeah, it's very rural.
That is so interesting. So how old were you when you left that environment?
I would say I left there about 13, moved to Chicago, and then I to live with my father, and then I went to inner city school on the south side, and then I moved back to live with my mother, and went to college down there, and then I want to say in 2005, I moved back to the Chicago, the greater Chicagoland area, for work, and I haven't left.
Oh, okay. Now, did you go to university?
Yes, I went to, I didn't go to like the University of Chicago, I'm sorry, the University of Illinois. I went to McMurray College, which is a 4-year private school. I like smaller schools. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm from a small town girl. And so, yeah, I went to the local school, which is Black Hawk College there in Kewaunee, and I went there for a couple of years, and then went to McMurray College in Jacksonville, Illinois, down by Springfield.
Okay, what did you study in college?
Social work. My major was social work, and I also studied psychology, so I'm an avid social worker at heart. Always trying to save the world. One, I believe it can be done one person at a time.
May I ask what inspired you to go into this field?
Into social work? Yeah, so my mother, she was in social work for many, many years of my life. And, you know, I saw some of the changes that she made. I saw how she was able to assist people and how people looked to her for knowledge. And so I felt, you know, I thought, well, you know what, I want to do that someday. I want to be able to help people and provide good information that can help them better than their lives and reach some sort of self-sufficiency. And so I decided to pursue social work.
Okay. It's always interesting to know a little bit about the background of someone. And so our listeners are curious to know a little bit about a person. So I understand that you currently work for the state of Illinois. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I currently work for the state of Illinois Department of Human Rights. I'm in the Institute for Training and Development. So I'm a certified instructor facilitator. I travel throughout the state facilitating EEO trainings as well as training that can basically help people in their everyday lives. So, excuse me, I facilitate harassment training, sexual harassment, diversity, civility trainings, emotional intelligence trainings. But prior to working for the Training Institute, I served the department as an investigator for the Department of Human Rights, investigating cases of discrimination throughout the state of Illinois. So cases based on an individual's protected status or a protected category, so their age, race, religion, sex, sexual orientation, sexual harassment in higher education, and also discrimination in the areas of public accommodation.
Wow, that's really interesting. We're going to have you on more than once. You have so much to talk about. that's really cool. How long have you in this capacity?
So I've been working in this capacity for over a decade, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet you've seen and heard some interesting things.
I have. I've heard a lot of interesting things. I've investigated a lot of interesting cases. And so, yeah, I've seen a lot, seen and heard a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I worked off and on as a person who would go apply for an apartment and see how I was treated as part of to find out if people were complying with the Disabilities Act. And so they would send them, had a physical disability, to a place, and then they would send me and, you know, to kind of compare how we were treated. And that was very interesting. And I remember after one of the times, it was a while after it happened, out of the blue, I got a call from the State Department, and I was like, wow, why are they calling me? And she was, oh, so excited and everything. She says, oh, we won our case, and we want to thank you for participating. And so because they had been very disparate in how they treated the people, this one apartment complex that I had, you know, participated in their study. And so I guess it's just kind of like that, you know, part of what you did in the investigation aspect of what you were involved in. Seeing how people, treating people.
Absolutely. So we're a regulatory agency, so we would be the ones that investigates those types of cases.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, sometime we'll have you on again, and maybe we'll talk more in detail about things. So thank you so much for doing this work.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I understand that you're the board president of Affinity Community Services, and that it's a social justice organization that works with and on behalf of Black and brown LGBTQ communities, queer youth, and allies. And we all know, or those who are familiar with Affinity Community Services, they're located in Hyde Park here in Chicago. So how long have you been involved with Affinity Community Services? Have you been with them for a while, and how did you get started?
So, yes, I've been with Affinity for many years, but back in 2005 when I first moved to Chicago, I was looking for an organization that had a sense of community where I could go and meet individuals who looked like me, who identified the same way I did. And so I found Affinity as a home, and with that I was able to participate in a lot of their programming. They had, or we had, drumming circles, a lot of events that took place that I was able to be a part of, camping trips, just a lot of different events, and I found a sense of home and a sense of community. And then after that, I had got busy with work and kind of wasn't as involved with Affinity. And then in, I want to say 2011, I reached out. I saw the need at kind of around the same time when not marriage equality, but the civil rights, or I'm sorry, the civil unions bill, and people were trying to get civil unions passed in the state of Illinois. And so I decided that I wanted to be a part of the board, to do some work with that, and to, you know, just be more involved in the community. I felt that, you know, I kind of lost my involvement and wanted to, you know, pick it back up. And so I joined the board in 2011. And then in 2013, the board voted me in as a board president.
Okay. Now, we have to go to a commercial break, unfortunately, because it's just getting good and talking more in depth in what you're involved in. But we're going to come back and talk a little bit more and what that means to be on the board of directors, and a little bit more about what Affinity is involved in. And then we're going to go on to talk a little bit about some social justice issues and what's going on today. We'll be right back from our commercial, and then we're going to talk more with Ms. Ebony Davis. Thank you so much, Ebony. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all Black, all news, all you.
Listen to Tracy E. Lewis on Fridays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for the inside story on real estate investment. Coming up on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. is Diana Long with Art and Social Justice Issues. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., listen to Akeem Ugo with news for the passive real estate investor. Listen to CBBM Business Journal Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. and listen to The Tough Questions noon with host Sonia Cassandra Perdue. Visit us at Chicago's, that's Chicago with an S, Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. To be a sponsor, give us a call at 773-609-2226. To sponsor an upcoming episode, call us at 773-609-2226. Thank you.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all Black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all Black, all news, all you.
Would you like to learn something new and exciting? Have you always had an interest in a subject but didn't want to spend a fortune going back to school? The Chicago Learning Center is the place for you. Learn about real estate, the stock market. Learn to be a voiceover artist. If you like to dance, there are classes on salsa and merengue. Interested in preparing a meal for your family? If so, CLC has cooking and baking classes. Want to know the ins and outs of being a handyman? Yep. Uh-huh. CLC has that, too, and much more. The Chicago Learning Center. Take a class. Relax. Treat yourself. No grades. No tests. Just fun. The Chicago Learning Center. 773-891-1999. That's the Chicago Learning Center. Call today. 773-891-1999.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. All Black, all news, all you.
They're talented and they're smart. That's why Totally Positive Productions provides a special place where our youth can grow into the best that they can be. Parents, are you looking for a safe place where your child can meet new friends and learn new skills after school? Visit www.totallypositiveproductions.com to find out about their after-school and weekend program. Follow Totally Positive on Facebook to stay up to date on free cultural enrichment, field trips, and talent shows. Volunteer, support, and donate at totallypositiveproductions.com. Let's not waste any more time. A child is waiting. Visit totallypositiveproductions.com today.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all Black, all news, all you.
So we're back from commercials, and this is Diana Long again, and we're talking today with Ebony Davis. Hey, Ebony. Thanks again for hanging in there with us.
No problem.
Okay. Now, I wonder if you could tell us very briefly exactly what does Affinity Community Services do? Also, how can people contact them if they're interested in what's going on?
Great. So, as you mentioned earlier, I apologize, I have a cold. But as you mentioned earlier, we're a non-for-profit organization that, you know, we work on behalf of Black and LGBTQ community. And with that, that entails a lot of different things. So we have three major initiatives that we are working on. One is civic engagement. The other one is health and wellness.
Ebony, would you say that again?
Oh, I'm sorry. We have a major initiative that we're working on currently this year, which is our civic engagement initiative. And
what,
with the civic engagement...
tell us about that, yeah.
Okay. So with the Civic Engagement Initiative, what we do is we focus on building an educated constituency that holds institutions and governments at all levels accountable to the will of the people. And with the civic engagement work, we provide educational materials for voting, public statements. We write policy papers. We facilitate workshops, have community forums or town halls, excuse me. And we do a lot of public policy advocacy. So this year with our civic engagement work, we're really focusing on, especially because it's an election year, we're really focusing on a voters' rights campaign and getting people to the polls to go and vote. You know, February 16th, the deadline is passed on yesterday for people to vote in the primary, but for those who are registered to vote and are able to, we want to get them mobilized and get them going and inspire them to go out and vote. We also have a health and wellness initiative, and with that initiative, we focus on women's health issues. So we recently received a grant to focus a portion of our work on HIV and wellness with regards to women. A lot of times funding that comes or the work that is done around HIV work is generally for men. And so you don't really see foundations or grantors providing funding for work specifically for women or women of color. So we were fortunate enough for us to do that work kind of under the umbrella of our health and wellness initiative. And what was the second part of the question, I'm sorry?
Well, I know that you had mentioned that some of the social justice issues that were important to you right now. You had mentioned HB 4474. Can you tell our listening audience about that?
Yes. So House Bill 4474 was introduced by House Representative Tom Morrison. He's a Representative in Palestine. And what this bill would do is it would force transgender and gender nonconforming students to use separate bathrooms and locker rooms. Right now, the Illinois Human Rights Act covers individuals who are transgender adults primarily in the areas of public accommodation. So schools would fall in areas of public accommodation. So it allows them to use the restrooms, locker rooms, and changing rooms according to their gender identity, not their gender that they were assigned at birth. And so with Representative Morrison introducing this bill, it's really discriminating against transgender students. So we have, we meeting Affinity Community Services has paired up with the AIDS Foundation of Chicago and the Pride Action Team to sign on to a joint statement that would stop discrimination against transgender students. One of the things that the Pride Action Tank is working on is a project called CRAP, C-R-A-P, which stands for Chicago Restroom Access Project. And basically with this, they're seeking input from a wide range of people on proposed designs for renewed signage on single-stall restrooms in the city that would, you know, basically create a more welcoming environment for trans and gender nonconforming individuals using single-stall restrooms. So
right.
It's very important. Yeah.
All right. So now we don't have very much time left, and I wanted to make sure you got a chance to do two things. Mention events coming up that are important to you and let us know how people can contact Affinity. We have about 3 minutes, so I know that's not a lot of time. So I understand you have an upcoming event Saturday, February 20th, the film screening of Selma, The Bridge to the Ballot. And on March 4th, there's a drop-in center. Can you tell us more about March 4th, the drop-in center? What is that? And then tell us how to contact us.
Okay, perfect. So the drop-in center is it's a pilot project that was initiated by St. Martin's Episcopal Church on the west side of Chicago, 5700 West Midway Park. And basically we're partnering with St. Martin's Episcopal Church as well as the Knight Ministry. And I believe it's the Storage Initiative. And what we're doing is we're starting a pilot project to provide a drop-in for youth who identify as LGBTQ or gender nonconforming who are homeless.
The address?
The address is at St. Martin's Episcopal Church at 5700 West Midway Park in Chicago, Illinois. So the main intersections are Lake Street and Austin. So kind of right across Oak Park, across Austin. And so this is a big, big project for us, being able to serve as a partner to this event. And so hopefully everybody will be able to come. The time for our launch date on March 4th is going to be 4:30 to 7:30, and that's when we're going to launch the project. And then it's going to be two Fridays out of the month for 6 months is going to be the pilot, and we'll see how we do. And then hopefully we'll be able to continue with this drop-in center.
All right. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but can you quick give us the Affinity website address so that people can know where to go?
Yes. Yes, www.affinity95.org, affinity95.org. Check us out.
Thank you so much. And, you know, we got to have you back on, Ms. Davis, because you have so
Absolutely.
Much good stuff. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining
Thank
us today.
You.
Happy
Christmas,
everybody.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. That was Ms. Ebony Davis from Affinity Community Services. We thank her for her time. And bye for now. This is Diana signing off.